And welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now a little a cappella vocal music to spring us into this, you know, kind of sort of holiday weekend. A lot of folks getting Monday off as well as the 4th of July. I'm pleased to welcome to the studio three vocalists from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, who form the trio Insingizi. Insingizi performs all over the world together and in solo projects as well as projects with other artists. They are Vusa Mkaya, Dumasane Ramadu Moyo, and Blessings Inko Nkoma. Welcome. It's nice to meet you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Insingizi is appearing in a concert Sunday night in Patterson Park right here in Baltimore. And on Monday night, they'll perform at the Kennedy Center as part of the 2017 Serenade Choral Festival, which features choirs and ensembles from around the world. And this year, the festival is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of President John F. Kennedy, who was born, by the way, on May 29th. 1917. And by the way, the show in Patterson Park on Sunday also includes some international groups. There's a chorus from Panama, a chorus of refugee girls who fled war zones and now are based in Portland, Maine, and a high school girls band from Shanghai, China. We are also broadcasting this on Facebook Live, so come to the WIPR Facebook page and you can see and hear Insingizi. So, Vusa, how long have you all been together? How long have you been doing this?
We've been together for the last 23 years now.
23 years?
Yes.
So after a while, you get to know each other pretty well, both musically and personally, huh?
Yes.
What do you think the key is to good a cappella singing in terms of how the ensemble relates to each other?
I think the key is to know what vocal range each person has, so that we don't stretch it and try to do things that we cannot do vocally. So we stick to what we know, and we try to keep that balance all the time.
All right. Well, we have you here. We are delighted you're here. So Insingizi, and I think I've mispronounced the name a couple of times, so my apologies. Insingizi from Zimbabwe. Why don't you sing us a tune? What would you like to sing?
We would like to sing for you Isigodo. Isigodo is a hammerhead bird, which is very stubborn. And we say on this song, it's not good to be stubborn all the time. Sometimes it's good just to agree, even if you disagree.
Well, given the fact that we've just been talking about American politics, I think that's a lovely thought to finish out our Friday here. It is not good to be so. All right, Insingizi. Here they are, folks. Insingizi from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. And now I guess you're making your home in Vienna, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting to me that a cappella music from all over the African continent has been part of African culture for years, and it's sort of taken off very big here in America, to say in the last 10 or 15 years, particularly on college campuses. So it's interesting that this is a tradition that goes way, way back for you. I mean, did you grow up as a little kid singing all the time?
Yes. For us, especially in the southern part of Zimbabwe, singing is part of our tradition. Just like asking someone if they grew up drinking water, because it's something that we do at home for different ceremonies and different events, especially in the villages where people sing for each and every occasion. And we were raised with this tradition. And then a cappella music, or imbube music, or some people call it isicathamiya, came up with the groups like Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who did
Ladies Quick Black Mambazo,
great
stuff
with Paul Simon,
Paul
and
Simon,
in
Graceland,
people, groups like Black Mfolosi in Zimbabwe who were there before us and have been touring around the world. So the many groups that came up and started spreading the music outside of the African borders.
Yeah. Do you find that American, European, or Asian audiences react to your music in different ways than Africans would react?
Yes, they do. I think they react differently because they are not used to it. And also, this music is mainly not written down. It's music that was handed over from generation to generation. So sometimes a song can be in the key of F, and 30 minutes later, the same song can be in a different key, and also the length. So it's more of, we have the basic structure, and the rest is improvised depending on the situation and the audience and the place where we perform.
And that's why the recordings and the live performances that you're doing are so important, right? Because this is an oral tradition.
Yes.
You know, so it's not like you can go to the music store and buy the sheet music for most of the stuff that you're singing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So people need to hear it and then be able to imitate it and learn it.
That's true. You need to hear it or listen, buy a CD and have it at home, because you can't buy a book or any sheet music so that you can read with your choir.
Yeah. And, of course, you'll be appearing in these events, both here and in Washington, with lots of other choirs from lots of other places in the world. It must be fun to be part of those things and hear the other choirs.
It's great fun listening to other choirs and also learning a lot. And yesterday we did a workshop where we were teaching other choirs a song from our country, and also the way how we do and sing and how we learn these songs. So it's been a great experience for us, also learning from the Indian choirs and today in the morning from the Latvian choir.
Yeah, so Indian and Latvian, Zimbabwe, fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And yesterday we mixed the djembe and the Indian tablas for
first
time with our music.
Yeah, djembe and tablas, I bet that's great. In Singizi, they're going to be appearing in Patterson Park on Sunday night in a concert that also features a choir from Panama, a chorus of refugee girls who are based in Portland, and a girls' high school band from Shanghai, China. That concert starts at 6:30, and we've got a link to the details on that event and the Serenade Choral Festival over in Washington. It finishes up this weekend on our website, wypr.org/midday. You can get all the details. We'll have one more tune from In Singizi in just a second. First, let me tell you what's coming up Monday here on Midday. We'll mine the Midday archives and rebroadcast a show about the paradox of privacy on the Internet. A philosopher, a legal scholar, and a cybersecurity expert join me to discuss what people fear about incursions into their privacy and what they freely offer up online in social media. That's coming up Monday on Midday. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill produced the program. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts, he wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our interns are Zandra Ellen, Rollin Hugh, and Jen Schultz. Thanks again for listening. And now more music from Inzingizi from Zimbabwe, performing live for us here in Studio A. Have a great holiday weekend. Gentlemen, take it away. La tuma baba, la tuma, tuma, la tuma, la tuma, la tuma, baba, la tuma, jina, tuma, la tuma, la tuma, isikati, Asamben siyokhuleke entabeni isikhathi isikhathi osifikile asamben siyokhuleke entabeni uze mina nawe sipha Batizwe ekameni likababa lilindodana lomoya oyingcwe ukuze mina nawe sipha Batizwe ekameni likababa lilindodana lomoya oyingcwe In Singizi from Zimbabwe, it has been an honor to listen to you guys play. Thank you, and sing, rather.
Thank you.
Terrific. Have a wonderful time the rest of your trip here.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Midday. Have a wonderful holiday, everybody.